You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hello, and welcome to your Job Search Coach podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, executive resume writer of 5 Strengths, Career Transition Experts. In this episode, I want to talk about influence on LinkedIn, but maybe not the way you think. Today, I want to talk about third-degree connections on LinkedIn and why they matter for your executive job search. So how many first-degree connections do you have on LinkedIn? Is it 40, 100, 500, 10,000? Whatever that number is, it is indicative of the number of people you have influenced to join your inner circle, that first-degree circle. But it's not indicative of the power of your influence overall on the LinkedIn platform. The most powerful number on LinkedIn is your total third-degree LinkedIn connections. So what are third-degree LinkedIn connections? So before we talk about the value of these third-degree connections, let's define what we're talking about. Imagine you're standing in a circle that contains only you. Everyone with whom you're connected directly is your first-degree connection. Now imagine one of those first-degree connections standing in his or her own circle. Everyone to whom that person is connected, unless they're also your first-degree connections, is your second-degree connection. So everyone that is a first-degree connection of someone else that you're not connected to directly is your second-degree connection. So here's an example. You're connected to Mary. Mary's connected to Joe, Tom, Jack, and Jane. Joe, Tom, Jack, and Jane are your second-degree connections, assuming they're not also first-degree connections. Now imagine that Joe is standing in his own circle. He has first-degree connections too. These individuals are your third-degree connections, unless they're somehow otherwise more closely connected to you. So let's look at that example again. Tom, Jack, and Jane, who are your second-degree connections, also have pools of first-degree connections. This entire set of connections of your connections comprises your third-degree connections. So what happens to your LinkedIn connections when you connect with someone new? If you think of your inner circle being as large as it is, expanding at whatever rate you expand it, your first-degree connections are going to be your first-degree connections, and you should continue to add to that list as it makes sense as you progress through your executive job search. But know when you add a first-degree connection, your second-degree circle expands, but your third-degree circle grows exponentially. Furthermore, when one of your second-degree connections adds a new member to his or her inner circle, your third-degree pool also grows. Consider that LinkedIn, as of 2018, has 450 million global members, up from 364 million in just 5 years, with 106 million visiting the platform every month. Thus, the total number of connections in your broadest circle is growing exponentially, even while you sleep, even while you're not active on the platform. So why are third-degree connections on LinkedIn important for your job search? Why do they matter for your executive job search? Third-degree connections matter on LinkedIn because no relationship activity valuable to you happens outside of your network. I'm not saying it's not valuable empirically, just not valuable to you necessarily because you will have no access to it. In practical terms, you can't know about someone's participation on the platform if you do not share some kind of relationship. Of course, connections are only one flavor of those relationships, but they're the most powerful and they're most reciprocal on LinkedIn platform. From a search standpoint, all search results on the platform are dictated by relationship status. I should amend that to say all search results in the ordinary membership. Recruiters, of course, have different access. When a hiring executive is looking for someone like you, for practical purposes, his or her results will only include those who are in his or her first, second, or third degree connection circle. For you, this means that the hiring executive won't be able to find you unless you are part of that person's extended network. You simply will not appear in the search results for that individual. You won't be on that person's radar. And if you're not in the differential, you won't be in the diagnosis. If you're not in the pool of candidates, there's no way you can be chosen even for an initial evaluation of your candidacy. So how can you build this essential third degree circle? In many ways, the number of third degree connections you have is largely out of your control. However, if the majority of LinkedIn users abide by roughly the same principles, every new connection that you make or someone else makes deepens and strengthens all levels of connections. To actively increase the number of third degree connections you have, start by connecting with individuals whose brand it is to be a hub on LinkedIn. These individuals are called LinkedIn Open Networkers or Lions. Search out these Lions by region, industry, job function, or company and connect with them because most do not reject unknown connection requests. With that, I will thank you for joining me on your Job Search Coach podcast. Again, I'm Amy L. Adler. Should you wish to reach me directly, you can always call at 801-810-5627. I'm curious to know what your experience has been on LinkedIn and how you have improved your own searchability. Thanks for listening.